Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I cut that motherfucker off. Say, today, well, I guess I now that I think it was first, it was a really good title, but I think it's a good title too. But what I'm saying is, I want to know if you want to talk, that is, do you feel the change? Because what I'm saying is, I'm doing a lot of things change, you know, for me, and I don't mean do you feel my changes. I'm saying, do you feel the change that should be coming over you from listening to all this truth? Now, I'm serious, having to jump on these fucking tools. I'm not going to be selling these tools soon. It's not because of any type of negativity. It's because I'm going to include them in my SWU's curriculum. Now, that would mean need to make a whole different, set of tools. So you motherfuckers, you know, miss all this action I'm gonna give you, can give them tools, because if you don't jump on this action and I take all the tools away, because they are going to be included in the SWU's curriculum, I'm not selling none of that once it becomes that. I'm just trying to get you all to jump on this deal before then. And you got to know what you're buying as far as the tools go. You know, you don't know what to say to an older woman as far as the recipe to catch her. I do. My tools got that. You don't know what to say to somebody at the restaurant you just went to that's sitting alone eating a dinner. I do. I'm saying, you don't know what to say to a bitch walking across the street. You at the stoplight and the bitch walking in the crosswalk. You don't know what to say to that motherfucker. I do. You don't know what to say more than one woman. Let's say it's five bitches. They out drinking, blah, 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 and you run into them for whatever reason. You don't know what to say. I do. You know what a goddamn dude. I do. And it ain't gonna start no trouble. That's what these tools are. And you won't ever run into the identical scenario that I, not never, but it's very rare that you're gonna run into the identical scenario I'm describing, but simply because you up on the scenario I'm describing, you're going to be able to motherfucking ad-lib right there on the spot. But if you don't have any idea at all, then what you going to do? Yeah, that's what you're going to do. I seen you over here in, if that's what you think is gonna catch, then that's what's gonna catch. You motherfuckers gonna jump on these tools. Listen, for 100, I just did this so you ain't missed it. I mean, I'm just doing this so you have not missed it. But you can be among the first that jump on it. But what I'm saying is, for $100, you can get 6 conversation tools of your choice. And for $120, you can get 6 mentality tools. Now, I mean, you motherfuckers need these tools. You need them because these tools help you prepare for the conversations that you might have, that you quite possibly are going to have. I mean, when you're having a conversation, you don't know. You don't know. But motherfuckers know what's going to work and what ain't going to work. Unless, of course, you've been talking to thousands of bras. Like me. Because I know what's going to work. Because I done got turned down and cussed out and all this shit plenty of times. Let's take, use the number 5,000. Let's say you get cussed out, you know, gave a finger, and told no 500 times. That's a hell of a lot, but that's only 1/10 of what the fuck you did. Let's say you got told no 2,500 times. That's still only 50% of what the fuck you did. Well, let's say you got told no 4,000 times out of that 5,000. That's still 80%. So what I'm saying is this. One bit. Let's say you didn't use up 95% of those 5,000 motherfuckers. I don't know what that number would be, but it's probably like whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But what I'm saying, 95%. You didn't use it up. And then I want to know what 95% is. So 4,000, 5,000, that would be 90%. Okay, 95% would be like 97.50. 47.50. So I'm saying, you didn't try 4,750 times to catch a bitch and been rejected. And then the 4,751st time, some bitch say, yeah, Joe, what the fuck you talking about? Where you at right now? Where you at? Where you at? I'm still here. Is let's say she was the 4,751st bitch to say yeah. And you take her home, center, get paid if that's the case. You don't even remember that 4,750. What I did. You don't remember that shit. Whack. One bitch. One yes. This is going to change your fucking life. Yes. Of course, you got to be knowing what you're going after to say. But I'm saying, bam. That's how it goes, fellas. So, this is why I made these tools. I know how to bring the truth out of any woman that I'm dealing with. Any woman. I don't care who she is. The way I do it is I show all my bad sides. Early on, I'm showing this to you. I'm being that nigga. Now, I believe if she, I'm not just being fuck you, bitch, lover. You know, I'm doing all kind of things to intrigue this bitch and make her want to fuck me. Excuse me. Fuck with me. You know, so I'm not just being chicken shit. I have a recipe and I'm using it. And the first thing to do is be chicken shit. Because what I'm saying is she stays around after dealing with this fucked up me. This me that's going, nah, I don't care, woo, woo, woo. but I'm going to do all the things that is carrying. Fucking with the worst me, it's going to be a piece of cake to deal with the plastic me. My mentality is you ain't getting the pleasant me because I got your pussy. Fuck you. I just can't help myself. I go hard all day long. And what I'm saying is, you do see these gray hairs. I am an old nigga. So, the reason I'm finna say what I'm finna say now is because... Of course, sooner or later you fly out in a situation like this. But you know, I said with a young bitch, and the bitch like decided, you know, she didn't want to fuck with me no more. So she started telling me all these things. Oh, you just do that, you know, you fuck good sometimes. You know, fuck all the little bitch. Listen, what I'm saying is this. It ain't about fucking to me no way. And since you ain't busting a motherfucking skinless grape, I can give a fuck what you think. The fact of the matter is, you are 26. And you did see all these fucking gray hairs in my goddamn... Oh, don't judge me. I just haven't felt like shaving lately. But anyway, you see all these fucking gray hairs in my motherfucking face and shit. So it ain't like you didn't know I was an old motherfucker. So for you to start complaining about me being old, you must be a stupid bitch. But the bitch had ulterior motives. She really wanted to try to call me a sucker. She wanted to try to call me a trick. Why would you say that, bitch? I didn't say that, but what I'm saying is that's what I'm thinking. And the motherfucking bitch starts telling me, you know, I be getting shit from you. You know, well, the bitch did. I ain't gonna lie. I done gave that bitch some money, but what the bitch didn't know about dropping on her when she said that motherfucking shit. Because I've been fucking with the bitch, I think, 3 years. And I told that bitch, use your head, rack your brain. And if you got $1,000 from me in 3 years, and I'm busting your motherfucking pussy out, you young, stupid-ass bitch, you know, no rubber when I don't want it. And what I'm saying is, motherfucker, if you think you got paid, that's why I gave you that shit. Because, motherfucker, that's what I'm giving you. If you paid, you paid. But I'm no real bitches. Go get that shit weekly. For the whole 3 years. This bitch got about that much. Okay, let me say 1,200. Because she probably got more than that. Let's 1,500. Let's say that. But it damn sure wasn't 2,000. And I'm saying, do the math, you fucking, oh, not you, because you didn't say this. But what I'm saying, do the math, bitch. Let's say it was 2,000 out of 36 months. You got less than a rat a month. And you brag about that, you stupid bitch? See, 2 and 2 is always 4. And when I was in the game, pimping hoes, I never understood this. But this big nigga, Marshall Jackson, Wicked Creek, they come out my head. I can't wait till I'm able to be a trick. What? I'm hearing that shit. Man, this, but them niggas would be serious. But what they would say, even though they explained their position, I never, all my life, we young, we ain't going for that goddamn shit. That's crazy. I don't know what they saying, but I ain't gonna, you know, think less of them. But what they were saying, get old, nigga. Get old, nigga, and you will see. Because what I'm saying is I'm old enough to, you know, that I want to, damn, I feel like I want to fuck a bitch tonight. You know, and I might not want to go out or whatever. I might call said, I know. The bitch can't come over. I'm just all happy and I want to come over. I need to build into a bitch. You know, you're going to hook her up, woo, woo, woo. I'll pay for the motherfucker. Now. Some niggas might start paying for pussy. Now. I'm paying for convenience. I'm an old nigga like them niggas was when they was saying that shit. But what I'm saying, the nigga that can't afford it to pay for the babysitter or to go out to a dinner or whatever, knowing this bitch just want to go eat because you're going to fuck her. I'm saying if you can't afford it, then you can miss a lot of shit you want. But if you can't afford it, ain't that a bitch? What I'm saying is this. I be thinking, so bitch, you little young motherfucker. You know, she come up, I'm finna fuck the bitch. Or I've been told I'm finna fuck her. She come over. And when she come over, if she talk about any kind of motherfucking money, $20, $40. Bitch, look, here, get your motherfucking ass out of here. Because I ain't fucking you out. I'm not fucking you. I'm not paying fuck you, bitch. Period. Now, if I'm fucking you, I'd be your asshole. Not to, you know, skew up with whatever you need when you need it, if I can do it. That's what every motherfucker do who they fucking with. But I know this bitch 26, so she could either think I got some money, or she could really like me. Man, I think that bitch think I got some money. I ain't hardly thinking that this young motherfucker is liking my motherfucking ass enough to be fucking me, whatever. So I have to deal with this. Man, bitch, get your motherfucking ass over here. But I don't have no baby. Whatever that motherfucker needs, tell her you got it. And the bitch, and I'm sending the bitch whatever she need, because I'm fucking her. Ain't that a bitch? What the fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker? Wait, take that back. Not you, motherfuckers. What's wrong with you youngsters? Because this is the bitch saying this. This ain't you guys saying this. She's thinking of this shit. Bitch, if you know anything about hoeing, flunk that motherfucking class. Because when you charge a motherfucker, which I have sent bitches to do all my life, every single time, getting at least what you got the last time, but you ain't getting it two, certainly not three times in a row, you're getting more. You bump. Hey, I told that bitch, you ain't fit to ride in the back of the dump truck with the flies. If you talking about you charge me, bitch. Hey, that's why I'm bud. I do shit like that. So listen, don't sleep on these motherfucking goddamn tools I'm talking about. You know, I got a lot of goddamn shit. Everybody wants shit, but very few motherfuckers go get it.
Mm. Checking on you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Nah, but what you said, call in. But only thing that has been tested thus far, Unc, is the whole ass nigga calling in, talking about you pay for the babysitter. That ain't nothing, man. You ain't got to keep including that.
No,
know what's
I'm
up.
I'm talking about something that just recently happened. That shit you talking about, I've been fucking with the bitch since then. But I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, that's the only thing that ever been tested, huh? Ain't nobody else never had nothing to even go against what you're talking about. And that's, you know, you ain't got to explain that. Somebody got to pay for the goddamn babysitter.
Tell me what you're saying. They're none of that trick shit, right?
Hold on.
What are you saying? That's what I want, your words.
What am I saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying keep it up.
Well, man, I like this, bro. I do understand. Personally, listen, I personally understand what you're saying. But when you come on this shit, you're not just talking to me. So what I'm saying is you saying just, you know, keep it up. These motherfuckers listen want to know what you mean as far as what keep it up. What is keep it up? I ain't, you know, trying to charge you or check you. I just want you to clarify what you're saying so motherfuckers can know.
Okay. Keep it up as far as standing on whatever you believe in, your first mind, and taking it and running with it.
So now it wasn't so difficult, was it, bro? And you said everything proper. So shit, don't make me pry it out you, man, if you got it. Spill it if you got it, shit. That's why, man.
I got it. I'm just making sure I got it when I listen to you, huh? Okay, you know what I mean?
Hey, you got it, man. Because what you saying is real. Keep on doing. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because who knows what a motherfucker gonna do in the future shows or videos I'm doing. Some motherfucker live to come in. Yeah, nigga. You remember the nigga come in? Yeah. Whispering and changing his voice and all this shit, telling me about being a fool or a trick or whatever. No, man. And you right, brother, and I appreciate seeing that. You got anything else?
Suckers, man, they always trying to find some old. They wake up every day with a new way to infiltrate on some real shit. And the shit never works, and they never stop trying, man. And then they be trying to join us, but then they be trying to join us with a doubt in their mind somewhere, and then they try to put that shit on us because they don't believe in what the fuck they think.
The keyword you using is trying to. They be trying to. Ooh, man, I know it was time you didn't try to do shit. You did it. What
I'm saying
is that's what we all do.
That's
what we want. Go ahead.
They always be trying to fuck up our shit because they don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah, but if we let it, what they be doing would fuck up our shit. But since they be doing that sucker shit, the sucker motherfucker would let it fuck your shit up. So what I'm saying is, keep doing the sucker shit. That's what distinguishes us from them.
That shit don't work on me. I'm just saying, it makes them look bad. It don't even discourage me. It just be like, wow, you know what I mean?
Listen to this, and then I'm going to go. You need to check yourself. I didn't bring that shit up as far as fucking with you or stopping you or hampering you, whatever you were saying.
Man,
you brought it up.
I'm 43 years old, man, and I've been thinking this way of moving this way.
You already got your mind made up, and it ain't wrong. I believe what you believe. As long as it's
no, I ain't
you,
saying that.
I'm
taking my head off towards you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm God. I don't need, you know, trying to debate. See, what I'm saying, fragrances, I got all kind of shit if it's about me trying to represent myself. I got things for all of you motherfuckers for whatever bitches shit to do with bitches. I'm saying, I got shit, but it got Sidewalk University on, so you might not want to fuck with it. What I'm saying is, it's always a success for me when I have whatever I have. This sale, not going to sell my guy, I have shit no more because of Sidewalk and whatever. It's all a success. But you know, this month is almost over. No, this month is just beginning. And I got this sale going. So, of course, I'm going to mention it. I hope you paid attention to the sale shit. But I'm finna get into the other shit. I'm telling you. What is even more of the shit. than my goddamn sales. It's these goddamn videos I bring. What I'm saying is, say, you ain't got no fucking money. Can't buy no tools. Man, if you listen to this shit, if you got it, then you can get money. Man, I'm graced and blessed to have met up with the real, when I actually entered them streets. And when I got to Hollywood, that real shit I knew allowed me to fit in with them niggas. Sharpay, you know my dog since the 70s. What is this? 2020? That's 50 years. That nigga been my dog since the 70s. That nigga always been real with me. I always been real with him. We ain't never shared bitches except for that one motherfucker. But anyway, he didn't cheat me. He didn't do nothing wrong. He did what the people do. I wish I would have bring a bitch to you, nigga, unless I just can't have her. That's all he was doing. Period. So, what I'm saying, we didn't sell out. But, you know, the dog and the others, that abba-dabba that we both got, has always outlasted the bullshit. It did. And I'm fortunate to have lived. I'm serious as you guys. And I don't think I'm dying or none of that shit. But I'm fortunate to have lived a long and very fruitful life. Because I'm 70. I wish you young motherfuckers would quit becoming bothered me. It does. I wish you young motherfuckers would quit fucking with me talking about now, let me ask you, motherfuckers, have you ever heard a 50-year-old bitch say anything about me? I said, remember, if the bitch 50, I'm 20 years older than that bitch. And you got to be listening to a 25 or a 26 or a 27-year-old bitch about me. Now, they call it and just go, he can think that I'm tripping. Motherfucker, I'm bragging. Shouldn't even have me on their mind. I don't even go fucking out like that. But not only do I catch them bitches, them niggas run into the bitches too. So what the fuck I care if them bitches say? I need to be fucked 30 minutes straight. And I fucked the bitch maybe 3 or 4 minutes. She said, oh, nigga. Bitch, please. I can't. I didn't game. Oh, goddamn. You know, my point is what I'm really saying. This is how you motherfuckers should be thinking right now, even though you 25. You should be thinking like that. I thought about, you know, if I should work, you know, and then wait for, you know, a bunch of years, then wait for retirement. Then I'll travel to the country, or maybe even the fucking world. Or should I travel and see the fucking country or parts of the world, whatever part of the world I can see, while I was young. And, you know, like work when I got older. Man, let me tell you something. That's the opposite of the way most people think. But for me, traveling and doing shit while I was young or a young man made the years I have left golden. I don't know what would be golden as far as my, you know, later years about me being happy I worked for General Motors. I mean, they're golden as far as the number. But fuck. Golden is when you get the all kind of shit you relish. So what I'm saying, this shit was no accident for me. The remaining years I have to be saying this shit, but the remaining years I have been made golden by me being a man of great character. By me being a man of integrity. By me being a top flight street player and a gracious human being. I've grown to be a person willing to learn whatever the fuck it takes to make my boat float. Period. I just, if it helps me progress in my life, I'm with it. I promise myself to adhere to the notion, each one teach one. I ain't even being present, so I teach. I will give a bitch, man. Sheila G, you see me introduced. I don't know what you're really doing now. But, you know, we wasn't going to live together, so that changed our little relationship. But, 657, I just seen you pop up. What's happening? Hey, 657, do you have a question?
God, yeah, damn, what's your
question,
you got a
young
brother? Shit.
hey, bro, I already had you on a couple of minutes, seconds, and I just didn't think you heard me, so I did read my voice. What's up?
I had to say what's up because I be watching your shit. I'm like, God damn. And I don't know. I don't feel like talking right now, but I just had to call you and say I give you a box because of that.
Stop. Please stop. Why would you call in and say you don't feel like
I'm too excited right now.
Well, why don't you come back so we can talk? What's up? He gone. That's what shit. That's what a nigga be running into. What I'm saying is this, fellas. None of my motherfucking being a top flight anything is really important to you per se. But my being Rosebud the motherfucking pimp and you with the knowledge that I'm now a professor with my own motherfucking food is of interest to many. This is why I'm changing. 716, I see you. 513, I see you too. I'm going to get you in a second after 716. What's up, 716?
Hey, what's up with you, Rosebud? How you feeling?
Paul!
Can you hear me good? Yeah, you know it's me. How you?
Is this Paul?
Yeah, this Paul. How you feeling, man?
Hey, man, quit trying to disguise your fucking voice, motherfucker. I can recognize you. I'm feeling good, Paul.
Man, I had to call in and kick it with you, man. You always fucking with everybody. Hey, one thing I do want to say is you ain't never got no bias with nothing. I be noticing people call in, and it's like a confirmation bias. They want you to agree with them, what they saying, instead of just representing what they saying. So, I mean, even if you don't, when I first met you, said we went at it, but you be looking
like
to see if a motherfucker can talk. You know what I'm saying? Just my grandfather raised me like that. Like he would tell me something, then I'd come ask him a question and be like, "Boy, use your goddamn mind." So he just raised me like that. But I wanted to say that to you because I was listening to you on this last podcast you had, and a guy called in talking about a chippy and all of this, and he was like, well, how the fuck you gonna use that word, and you ain't even pimping, or whoever the fuck you talking about ain't pimping. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you for confirming a lot of understanding that you put in me, you know?
Hey, bro, you know you motherfucking love Paul. And I still got that goddamn cream. Paul be selling shit, man. What's that cream called? Forgot, but I still got that shit. Half empty. Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Let me get 513. 513, what's happening with you, bro?
What's up? This is me again. What I was just trying to say was the shit that you be speaking on and talking about, like, real fluently, the shit is sketched in stone, man. So any listener, they should be, like, just rolling with it or getting the fuck off the line. Like, that shit too legit to be trying to even explain. Can't explain it. You got to keep rolling.
Check it out, man. Check this out. See, this is what you got to understand when you're in a position like this. You going to hear damn near motherfuckers that ain't worth you talking to. But you also going to hear one or two motherfuckers that are worth you talking to, like you. And you get it. So even though it's 500-600 motherfuckers not getting it, just like I told you, man, 4,751 is when I got the yes. So 4,750 don't motherfucking matter to me. The one that said yes. They should be listening.
Go ahead. Okay.
You know why?
I'm listening. I'll go ahead.
They be just as fucked up as you saying, but they might get called while they hearing me. Something might strike them.
That shit aggravating, though.
To you?
You either with it or you with it or you listening. You don't question the game. Game is...
Bro, you didn't address. See, what I'm saying is, you better, man, I'm saying all kind of shit to you. You ain't addressing. You just fucking talking. No, I already said. Listen, I already said to you, and you didn't say nothing about it. You said that shit is aggravating, and I said to you.
You saying why they should be able to listen? I don't think they should be able to listen.
All right, I'm gone. 657, what's up, bro? 657, you there?
Do you know that when I think motherfuckers can't talk when they call you because your energy is too fucking big? You know that?
Well, I'm not going to say it the way you just said it, but yeah, I do know that. That's intimidation.
No, it's not. I'm not intimidated, but I'm just letting you know. I think that's why motherfuckers can't call you.
Just talking about. Bro, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you intimidating. I'm talking about you saying, you know, whatever my presence is being. No, that's just, they're just intimidated. My presence
yeah, but
is just like yours.
I mean, how the hell do you get your energy to be so damn big like that? What the hell are you doing?
I don't
want to know.
Well, I do stuff. Cause
I'm trying to get my. I'm trying to get my energy to come out like that too, shit.
Hey, bro, shit. Listen to me and understand that if that's what you want, you can definitely have it, especially since a model. You know, you see somebody doing it. Let's say I'm 70, and you say, man, when I get 70, I want to roll like that. Not that you want to copy me. But you want to do things to keep you thinking young, things to keep you thinking, period. You know, you don't want to sell shit. You don't want to say, I'm 65 now, I want to retire. Fuck that. I want to retire when you throw the last shovel of dirt on me.
Hell yeah.
Other than that,
I was like, damn.
Hey, other than that, I'm gonna keep rolling. And what's important for me is that people understand that I ain't just talking shit. I'm a genuine professor. Got my degree in 90, and I'm serious about this shit, man. I don't know. You guys act like you don't really realize this, but I don't care how long you've been listening to me.
I've been listening to you for like.
Well, I'm saying, go ahead, you slow talking motherfucker.
Actually, I'm not. I'm listening to you. No, I mean, shit. I've been listening to you for like about 6 months.
So listen, what you say is real.
What you say is real. Like when you're talking shit, you just running your.
I ain't saying it ain't real, but you interrupting me like a motherfucker. You making me say what the fuck I have to say. You know all that bullshit,
wait,
man. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, bud, I'm telling you, it's because you're breaking up a lot. That's why.
Okay, man, I'm done. Hey, well, I'm saying to you guys, what I'm trying to say to you guys, you know, being top flight as far as, wait a minute, being top flight as far, you know, as what I think of myself, ain't got nothing to do with you, really. Shit. It's dumb. What have something to do with you is if you want to check out what the fuck I'm really talking about. Because I ain't talking about punk shit. I ain't talking about pimping a bitch. I'm not talking about none of that shit. Yes, all that shit is me. I'm jack of all trades and a master of one. Long as you master one, you're cool. You can be a jack of all trades, but then you're just a jack. I'm a king, motherfucker, because I'm a master of what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you ever really want to fuck with me so that you can become a strong man, then you just should just do it and not trip about me talking shit. 516, what's up?
I'm here.
I got a question, Rosebud.
How do you find your purpose? How do you find your purpose, and how do you know when it's your purpose?
Man, you guys are so silly. Do you know what your purpose and the way you're using it means?
Like, purpose to me is like something that fulfills your life outside of money and women. You know what I mean? So I'm like, how do you know when it's that?
Stop. Bro, you said a good answer. Purpose to you is something that fulfills what you need outside of money and women. And you wanted to go further, but that was enough to let me know you knew what purpose is. So, how do you find your purpose? I have been all kinds of motherfuckers. Before, I'm serious now, goddammit. Before I was pimping, I was a young motherfucker out selling shit. Weed, cocaine, all kind of shit. I did that shit for years. I did that shit for enough years to go to college. Not to selling that paid for it because I got grants and shit. But what I'm saying is as I grew up, and I was selling that shit, fuck, that goddamn shit obviously wasn't me, because I would still be doing it if it was, like all real drug dealers. So I got the pimp, did that forever. So now that, I'm not going to say wasn't me, I'm saying that is me. But after I kind of left the street, I started fucking with that fucking shit. And I'm saying, made some money, woo-woo, blah, blah, blah. But that shit wasn't me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying? What the fuck am I saying?
You're saying that transition, that's my understanding right now, is that as we get older and as we go through life,
No, no. Let me just tell you what I'm saying. Whatever is your calling, let's say you did the shit I did, and we go number 1, 2, 3, 4. Listen, 1, 2, 3, 4. When I did started doing one, if that was my calling, I would never have done 2, 3, 4. But if I did number one and one wasn't my calling, and I went number two, and two was my calling, there would be no 3 and 4, and I would just remember one. If I did the third one, do you understand what I'm saying? Your calling is the one you stick with, the one you do with no extra effort other than whatever safety factors. That's your calling. Now, that could be playing baseball. That could be being a card shark. That could be playing dice. That could be whatever it is. But to look for your calling, you ain't going to never find it. Because do you understand what she say? The word calling? Whatever it is going to call you. You shooting dice, God damn it, and the next thing you know, all you want to do is shoot dice. I didn't did this, I did that, but fuck that, these dice is where I'm at. Motherfuckers like that do that for 20, 30 years. And live good. Because it was his calling to be a gambler. His specific is cards or dice or food. Or whatever. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, bro, just make sure. What am I telling you?
That listen to the calling. Whatever it might be,
I'm gonna
listen to
that
calling.
Listen. Hold on. I'm going to accept that. But what I'm saying is that wasn't the best answer. The best answer is you don't need to look up your calling. You just need to be doing shit. Not the same shit. You need to be doing shit till something calls your motherfucking ass back. When I hit that hole and she brought me that money, I thought about going to Fuller's again, but shit, I wish I would. It caught me. This is it. I ain't going nowhere else. All right, 662, what's up?
Rosebud, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Man, shit, man. I was calling because, man, I ain't no pimp. I wouldn't dare call myself a pimp because I don't get no money out of whole ass. But I know my purpose, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, women fuck, you know, they fuck with me, you feel me? But I'm not, you know, I'm not finna put a hoe on the track. You know, I'm a square, you feel me? I accept that. But I just want to know, like, is it a way that, like, I can put them to use? Because, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with them, but I don't want them to just be no pussy. If they gonna fuck with me and
they
really rocking
bro,
with me,
bro,
you know what
stop,
I'm saying?
Stop. Ask yourself this. What do you have going on that a bitch help you in? And if you ain't got no answer, get something. You got a hell of shit going on. Bitch, I need graphics. Bitch, I need this. I need that. What I'm saying, I ain't gonna say is I got hell of shit. A motherfucker don't know he or she more than pussy. Matter of fact, I find that shit out before I even get to pussy. Well, no, I take that.
Yeah.
Not all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see what you're saying, man. All right, so you say you know that out before you get to push. So, like, you really get to know the bitch all the way till you fuck.
Bro, I took that back. I ain't going to say that. No, I know that before I get to push. Sometimes I just begin to push. You got to understand, I'm 70. I ain't trying to be like you motherfuckers trying to be. That's not my ultimate goal. Listen, that's not my ultimate goal to get this bitch to do whatever for me. ultimate goal is to do the fuck I want to do. Period. Without a bitch. I don't need you, bitch. No, don't come over here and clean up. No, nothing. The only thing I need you for is to fuck you, if that's the case. And if something else happens, fine. But I'm not looking for none of that shit. I pimped real good. I lived my life real good. So I can live off the fruits of my labor. And the fruits of my labor allows me to fuck with any bitch the way I want to fuck that bitch, as long as I don't feel this bitch charging me. Because tricks motherfucking love to be charged. I don't know. If you making it sound like anything I'm giving you for your pussy, I ain't giving it to you. But if I'm getting your pussy over and over and over, and you do need something, man, I'd be stupid not to give it to you. Do that make sense to you?
Man, that make hella sense, Rose, but that's what I need to hear, man. That's what I need to hear because, like I said, you know, I feel you on that not needing a bitch for shit, man, because, you know, I'm really trying to do what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, right now, so I need to be focused. I know pussy, I know it's a distraction, you feel me? So I don't mind.
Bro, long as you got the point, I don't want to hear your life story, man. I got other motherfuckers. 347, what's up?
Yo, what up, Rose?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
No much. I'm chilling. I just want to ask a question. I'm going to head out after, though. My question is, if you was 21 in this generation, what would you be doing?
21 in this generation, and I motherfucking grew up the way you guys grew up.
No, you know all the knowledge that you know now.
Well, if I grew up knowing what I know now, and I wanted to be a pimp, I would be pimping. But I wouldn't necessarily want to be a pimp now. It's just too... When I was 20, there was very few things to do. I mean, it was all kind of street shit, dude. But as far as legal shit, you had to go to suck a motherfucking boss's dick or you was in the street. Period. Because you had to do what Paul said. Today... You can start some shit and motherfucking be your own boss. And I was watching this person and I didn't really get it. I had seen it a couple of times. But this brother, he got his laptop. He's sitting at the table and the motherfucker say, "Where's your office?" He said, "Office? What is that?" I might be that nigga. But today... It's all kinds of shit going on that you can do legally. You see me, I'm legal. I'm 69, and I had a job 15 years of my life. I never paid tax. Well, when I was working, they took taxes. But I never voluntarily paid taxes until this year. Because my business is going so well that I don't want them motherfuckers fucking with me. So I owe them hella money, which I'm going to pay them as soon as they tell me how much it is. And I just think the world of what is going on now as far as technology and making money and not having to depend on some motherfucker to give me a check. Man. I'm telling you, I'm one of the few motherfuckers in the world who quit welfare. The motherfuckers were in it when Lena was like 6 months or whatever. And I signed up for that shit. Them motherfuckers was sending me, I want to say $300 or $400. It's a food stamp. And I say, oh, man, this shit is cool, you know. Then about 5 months in, you know, they sent me a letter, and I seen it, but I threw that shit away. About 7 months in, they stopped sending the shit. So I called, man, what the fuck is going on? You know, and they tell me all this shit I got to talk. I go in the fucking office. and I wait all this goddamn time, and I get to talk to this bitch. He said, well, Mr. Dixon, you didn't do this whatever quarterly shit you got to do. And I said, okay, and then I did it. And the bitch said, well, she asked this. I'm telling you the truth. She said, did you get any assistance from your brothers or sisters or anybody? I said, what do you mean assistance? Well, did you borrow $20 or blah? He asked me all these questions. I said, fuck no, why are you asking me that shit? And then that bitch said, because if you did, I would have to subtract it from your benefits. I said, if I borrow, you ain't giving me but whatever for a month, and you said if I borrowed $20 or $40 and told you, you would take it from me? She said, no, it's just you would repay, because this is not a loan, but she's saying it's like a loan. You know what I told that bitch? I said, you keep your fucking, whatever you call it, benefits. All I want is the goddamn medical. She said, but no, you get stamps and all. Bitch, fuck stamps. I ain't finna have you tell me I can only live on $500 a month that you fucking provide. And if I get $600, you only gonna give me $400. You stupid bitch. Hey, and I really was serious about that. I never used the food stamps or whatever the fuck could come to me money-wise for my daughter. Because you ain't controlling me. That's a trap. If you live like that, you ain't going to want to do nothing else because you don't want to rip whatever the fuck you're getting. You ever look at shit like that? I asked you a question, bro.
No, I never looked at it like that.
Look at your life like that. Look at things that you're dealing with in your life. Like that, do you want this or that to control you, or do you want to control you? Because I want to control you. I want to say, I want to do this, and then the thing to do this can control what I do. But before these things to do this control me, I want to decide to do it. It is that simple, bro. Period. If you feel me. Question. Good position, though. Listen to me, fellas. Scott, wait a minute. Say something else. What makes everything that I'm saying interesting is the why of it all. I mean, why has had an allure to it for, like, since the beginning of time. And scholarly people, men and women, have always seen why as a topic of discussion or debate, or to even theorize about it. My mind of how good of a person I am, or the changes I've made, most likely means nothing to you. But I'll bet my last dollar that damn near you if I could want to know why I left the game. Most of you wouldn't even accept what I would say in answer. I'm sure, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, and that is because I'm always, you know, talking shit. I'm always on somebody's case. And don't let these motherfuckers be talking about this abba-dabba, because, man, or in most cases, they be talking about Miss Abba-dabba, abba-dabba-Q. What I mean is, from my earliest memories, I don't know why, I just fucking wanted to be important. This is why Sidewalk University is so important to me. Because if I get this where I'm dreaming it can go, going to really leave something. And it's going to be valuable. I don't know where the world's going. I'm watching all this goddamn shit on TV, man. I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about all this foreign shit. Not foreign. Scientific shit. You know, ancient aliens. You know, they're just saying all these things. I ain't going to be here to discover or realize the shit they're talking about. Because it's many, many years away. But I'm just saying all this stuff. It be on my mind. For me, I'm serious. For me, being the center of attention was not enough. I didn't have to be special. In my own fucking way, I knew I had to be special. I don't mean I wanted to be any other than I deserved. But I just knew I would deserve special. 954, I see you. What's up?
Yeah, man, greetings, bud. Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a minute, man. Yeah. And you've been, you know, you did a lot for me, you know. I was going through a rough time in a relationship, and now I'm, you know, in a divorce. So I'm really trying to get up with some tools, bud.
Hey, listen, bro. I got a deal for the two. And I don't know how much money you got, you know, $1,000 to get you all 66 of them. Well, I'm saying I got $100 deals, $120 deals. And, you know, get these tools, man, and roll.
True. I'm going to a new city, you know. I want some, you know, sharpen up with some new tools. It's been a long time since I've been in the road, you know.
Hey, gang, listen to me, bro, and I don't mean no disrespect at all. But you remind me of the guy that I was dealing with from Haiti. And he had the same accent you got, but he spoke very strong accent, and I could hardly.
I hear you, man.
You know,
I'm from Jamaica, though, you know.
But listen, no, check this out. Listen, he was in my school, and one day, I didn't think he knew better, but I just knew he could do better than what he was doing as far as talking. And I told him, call me, man. We had a conference call. We always have a conference call at WU. But I told him on the conference call, call my phone. This dude called me, and I fussed him out. Man, that goddamn shit you're doing, you know, goddamn what you do there, blah, blah, blah. Man, by the time, you don't believe this, man, but by the time the end of the semester came, this motherfucker was flowing like me. He didn't sound like me. He just was flowing as smoothly. But what he did, because I told him, I said, motherfucker, you use your accent instead of just having an accent.
For sure, they love it already.
Hey,
yeah. Yo, I get that guy still, man. How can I get that you off the ear or something? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll probably spend a 200 with you or something, you know?
Hey, I told that brother that shit, man. Let me tell you, man. It was different things that went on in Haiti as far as rich, not rituals, but just regular life. He starts saying, have you... I remember he asked this woman, have you ever really realized how good coffee smells in the morning? I ain't gonna do shit like that, but his fucking accent, and when he was using that shit, it just worked.
Right. It's a nice now, yes. I hear you, boy.
Hey, man, yo, I said all of that to say, you got a hell of an accent, man. And I'm sure you got a...
Yeah, I'm holding it black, man. I'm holding it black. I ain't giving it up, you know? Yeah.
Hey, but you're Jamaican, right?
You're
Jamaican, right? Right.
Yes, beloved. Yeah, man, it's Jamaican. Yeah, man. Straight from the rock, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, telling your motherfucker.
Come on, bro. Can I get back to you to avoid it? I didn't hear that. Can you say that again?
Tell all your partners to check in, man.
Yeah, I've been putting on my nephews, them, you know? I'm a little over them now that need some guidance, for sure, you know? Yeah, man. And that's, you know, what you're hearing, man. It's going to live on. Yeah, it's going to live on. Yeah, yeah. For real. No doubt.
I don't know who you are, man. I love you. Hey, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, man. One blood. Yeah, man. We out here.
Bro got that real accent, man. That ain't no bullshit. That is no joke. Hey,
you already
know. Hey, 4-4, what's up? Real, motherfucker. 4-4, what's going on? That ain't no bullshit. Hey, man, are you on the speaker? Hey, be cool, man. Hey, 4-1-4, what's up? I can't talk with that because he ain't listening. So listen, you guys. One thing is, I just want to be special. And you cannot want to be special. You have to do special things. I grew up competing and losing to all my brothers. And through it all, I just really wanted to be well known like they were. My fucking brother, I'm like the 5th out of 7 boys. No, I'm the 6th out of 7 boys. And all my brothers was just motherfuckers. Now, I didn't especially want to be an entertainer, because that would have been cool with me. Because I had a brother that was a fucking entertainer. Nigga could sing like a motherfucker. Didn't want to be any kind of, you know, get in politics and none of that kind of shit. Or be some kind of leader. But I did have a great thirst to be an important person. And I don't know where that thirst began, but if anyone influenced me, it was my motherfucking dad. He was a motherfucker, Mr. Dixon, Flynn Dixon Senior. He was well known all through the city, Vallejo, California. He had a lot to do with how the city treated the black people in the city, but he wasn't a politician. He was on the committee, he chaired the committees, and he had the motherfuckers come have meetings at our house, and we had to be real quiet, and we'll cook all these cookies and all this little shit. I mean, they loved coming there. But his job, he was in electronic in Mare Island. First Travis Air Force Base, then Mare Island Naval Shipyard. Today, he'd probably be one of those dudes that's like IT. He never ran for office, but the major players of the city, the mayor, police chief, city councilman, all these motherfuckers would seek my dad out. And they come to my motherfucking house, or our house, or his house, and fucking have meetings about shit for Vallejo. 414, man, if you can't, don't sound any, I can't help it, man. I couldn't hear you. Are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I was calling in to find out why is it that it's always so much black on black crime.
Come on, man. Let me ask you this. Any study that blacks wasn't at the top of the fucked up list?
That blacks wasn't what?
Listen. Percentage wise, if I got 4 people on my group and I get 50%, that's 2 of them, and that's how much crime I have going on. But you got 8 people on your team and you get 5. you look at it, you have as much or more crime than I do. But you don't report it, or you're not reported on, because if you think about it, black people rob banks, but who robs the most? Black people rape motherfuckers, but who rape motherfuckers the most? Black people do serial killings, but who does it the most? I'm saying, sure we do it. It's the only goddamn statistic you looking at. Because what are you judging your statistic against? Why is it so much black on black crime versus white people? White on white crime. Or why is it so much black on black crime versus Italian on Italian? See, you didn't do none of that. You feel me?
I hear you. And, you know, one reason why I said that is because, you know, we are minorities, the ones that need to come together more than any other nationality, because we are so distant and apart from each other.
Every state and every big city in that state, they got little Italy. Japan, they got, you know, little Tokyo, little Chinatown,
right.
Germantown. They got all that. They ain't got no nigger town, just the ghetto. And the reason that is see, the reason we so separate and we don't fuck with each other, which I'm not saying it's a good thing, but the reason of it is Italians, when they first start coming here, fucking people would say, hey, go to Little Italy. And then when they would go to Little Italy, and some people would see four, five motherfucking Italians together, they wouldn't give a fuck. They in Little Italy. They don't pose no danger. Motherfucking Japanese, same thing. German, same thing. Niggas, two niggas together, we got a problem. No, two niggas together, we very, very suspicious. Three niggas together, we got a problem. We got to separate them motherfuckers. So now,
right.
And to show you, listen, to show you how fucked up it is, niggas from Africa, they can come and go wherever the Africans go. But niggas, real niggas, you, for safety reasons, you can't fuck with each other. Or at least that's how it was back in the day. Now, all that is changing, but that's the reality of it. Safety reasons. Nigga ain't fucking with another nigga because now he a target. Nigga, you got a drugstore? Man, I'm coming over there. A bunch of niggas come, they gonna say, this nigga can't sell no drugs. He ain't, you know, they gonna close him down back in the day. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah. But you know something? We had a party. We had a party one day, and, you know, our family came to see us, and on the other side had a party, and they family came to see them. But somehow the police was called, and the police come right to our party. Instead of investigating other parties, they come right to ours. You know,
what they got to do with shit?
It's like, you know, it's kind of feeling like back in segregation, you know, like people can't live the way they want to. No freedom.
Compared to a white lady, you had the other part of the family white?
No.
Wait. So where does segregation come in? Where
I'm
does
just
this
saying
point? Where does this point come in as far as what we were talking about?
It's just feeling like we're not able to.
Listen to me. Please, are crazy as fuck. You do not even follow your conversation. You interject all kinds of goddamn bullshit that ain't got nothing to do with what me and you talking about, and you can't even explain why you interjected it. That's crazy, bro. I ain't trying to hear none of that. My motherfucking dad was like a voice of the community. Now, come on, nigga, nobody want to hear about your dad. So what I'm saying is this, all of this could be where I kind of got wanting to be a leader from. Because I can't understand why I really want it, because I certainly don't, didn't want politics, didn't want to be no preacher. You know, I don't even, I just wanted to be a leader. And my thing is this. When that nigga died, the Masons, he was a Mason. The Mason stood guard over my dad for 72 hours straight. And he was buried with many honors from that group of men. Because his respect was earned the hard way. The old-fashioned way. He worked for it. Now, okay, the nigga set a lot of precedents for black people back there, especially in Vallejo. And him and my mother, you know, they just was role models for the whole fucking community, let alone the family. And I know for a fact that nigga, my dad, was proud of me. And I say all that to say, he knew what I did. But I'm very respectful in all aspects when it comes to my parents. And I didn't never floss or acknowledge that I had this abadabba. I never did. To either of them. And I remember when I bought my Rolls Royce 332. What's up with you?
Rosebud, what's good? This Ron Fetty from Brooklyn, man. How you?
Hey, man, bro. Yeah, I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Oh, yeah, it was breaking up, you heard? I'm just tuning in, tapping in, saluting you. Real quick, though, I wanted to just leave y'all a message. So with all that being said, I feel like this. This is how I look at it. What you think you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. You dig what I'm saying?
That's true. Basically, you know, think it. And if you think some horrible shit is around the corner, some horrible shit is going to happen to your ass around the corner.
That's real shit.
That, bro. What's your
salute.
Point? What's your point?
Salute to you. I'm going to continue listening, man. Love is love.
Hey, man, sure, brother. And I went to my parents' home, you know, just to say a quick visit. Yeah, I got a piece to a motherfucking 336. You asked another question. What's up? 336, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Quick question, man. I was wondering, you got any advice on, like getting out of your head when you're just talking to people and bitches in particular.
Do I have advice on getting out of your head?
Yeah, like sometimes, like I don't know exactly like what the fuck to say in certain situations. Like, you know what I mean?
Hey, bro, listen. You hear me talking about these tools? You need to jump on this deal I got because they usually $65 and $85 each. And I'm telling you, you can get six for $100 if they conversation twos, and you can get six for $120
Whoa, you
in mentality.
You said I could get six
yes,
for $100?
You heard me right. You heard me right. The reason I'm all doing right, that is because I'm thinking all of... Man, you guys don't want to listen to shit. You know where to go, man? Go to RosebudTheAuthor.com, and you can get that shit. Pick your own tools.
Yeah, I went on your website. Yeah, I went on your website and shit, and I didn't really I'd rather email you. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather email you, and you send it to me that way. And I just cash after the break.
Hey, that's the way it's going to go anyway. You go on the website to see what you want.
Okay, then I'll just let you know.
On your website,
it ain't $100 for six. On your website, it's $80.
Hey,
for six. That's why I was like,
stop. Hey, man, the website is the website. These videos are the videos. They don't necessarily have the same information. The website have the information that is not going to change. I'm saying is, believe it or not, I have to tell them. I don't do it every time. Well, I do it every time, but I don't give them the full thing. But what I'm saying, some motherfuckers still want to send me $1,500. And I'm telling them, you know, motherfucker, you can fucking get it for $750 on the particular video. But if they go to the website, they go, you know, I ain't beating them. But what I'm saying is this. My videos have current sales that only has to do with the particular video you heard it on, unless the particular video say from now until June. If I say that, then it ain't the particular video. But I know I said that, so 3 months down the line when you remember this, because you just now seen it, I'll know I did say it. But as far as the six, whatever the deal is now, 6 for $100, I know I'm saying that shit right now. And if you want to fade it, hit PayPal, let's roll. Because that's what them tools are. To show what to say and maneuver in different situations.
Okay, cool.
Listen, as a matter of fact, that's how you choose the tool you want.
Okay, what about, because you got a product, you got one that came after slavery or something like that?
Do what?
You got a product that's called The Game After Slavery or something like that. Can you elaborate on like, just what that is?
Hey, bro, are you talking on a speaker or something?
Nah.
Because you say you not only a title or whatever you said, I'll talk of something, but I don't hear what it is you're saying I'm talking about.
Can you hear me now?
Rosebud@gmail.com. Hit me and ask me this question, whatever you was asking, so I can answer for you, bro.
Joe, I was saying, what is The Game After Slavery?
Bro, I hear you, yo. I was saying, and when you say what you said, I don't hear shit. Man, you might be fucking with me, man. It hit my fucking email, man, because fuck that, man. That's too much. Well, I'm talking about my dad. Why I'm talking about my dad? Is because this nigga made me be me. This nigga made me be me. He ain't told me to be no pimp. But he told me to believe in my motherfucking self. And if you think it, you can do it. The only thing you can't do is the shit you ain't thought of. Then he used to say that shit. Shit used to just drive me crazy. But let me tell you, that nigga was right. And he was talking about believing in yourself. Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, Bud, you said you got a sale for the tools and all of that. So is that an extra sale for the students?
What do you mean by that?
Say I was buying some, you gave me 50% off. Do that apply to the deal you're doing now?
Man, students are current. Alumni, you black motherfuckers, which is the word you should have used, they got action too. Just hit me, nigga, and whatever you need with, I'm going to add some to it. I don't care. You an alumni.
I got you. Thank you.
All right. You know it. So check this out. And I'm going to go on to the rest of what I'm talking about. I fucking bought this Rolls Royce. Cash. props, not the showing, but you know, whatever. And Pops tell me, boy, you think you're doing something, bro. 30 days in 1 month and 15 days in the next month just to see my girls. And then when I took off, you know, we talk about shit. And then when I took off for the first time, I would have did anything near this. But my dad said, do it, boy. So, shit. What I'm saying is all of us, I'm telling you, we didn't do anything near any kind of appreciation from our parents. They didn't do what parents do today. Now, do you know what most everyone wants and desires in a man? Show her how likable he is. A likable personality in a man is determined very quickly by a motherfucking woman. So each of you need to hone what's likable about you and learn to conserve Learn to converse on many facets of your character. Now, what am I saying? Fuck you, you don't know what I mean. You don't want to just listen to these videos. Sidewalk University. Damn. I think it took me 17 hours of editing to get to that small 4.5 hour that you have with my husband, I'm dedicated to doing the right thing and learning about what the fuck I'm getting into. And I was blessed to get all the equipment and software I needed to make major moves. And even though I was stressed for time, I learned all that shit and got to where I could do big things with it. I saved damn near $8,000 from my course because I took it all for myself to learn the shit I was scared of at one time. I remember doing that. No matter what you're doing, you got to take the next step and quit bullshit. You got to take the next step. It's been a while now. I've been doing this shit, but I have not been on Facebook for a while. So what I'm saying is, you know, Facebook was good to me and all that kind of goddamn shit. Let me grow areas of concern. But my school is now making everything about it is making it on its own. And I'm fucking driving it. I wanted to be a business when I started dealing with Facebook, which is how it is now. My books are selling mediocre, but they are moving, and, you know, my MP3s, all in blah, blah, blah. Sidewalk University. I mean, that should say something to you. You've actually watched me go and graduate to fucking Ashford, and I graduated 2 degrees. You see me make documentaries to Gospel of the Game and the Real Film of Women. You didn't watch me complete 15 novels. You didn't see me publish 9 of them. I mean, I'm a conceited and selfish motherfucking success. I suggest you get some of what I'm on. Because this ain't no bragging. It's to show you how any of you motherfuckers can move if you wanted to. So, my fellow Americans, what's in your wallet? I mean, what's on your mind? In your quest for greatness. Think about this. Those of us who seek it, know the power of the menu. for you without a menu? Eat what you want to, or eat what they give you. You guys won't know what to order. And if you know what to order, how the fuck are you going anywhere? Abba-dabba too on the menu, as we once used to scream. Now I scream, abba-dabba is continuous. It's a continuous flow to know. You will not know where to go. As long as you know where you go, abba-dabba brightly show. Ha! Then you can join the ranks and belong in the realm of the motherfucking abba-dabba go. Whew! God damn! This shit, I'm starting to... Never mind. I ain't going to even get into that because I believe it's too strong. Actually, you guys, I'm gone. I really like... Let me say this before I go. I really liked this fucking stream, you know. You guys called in, kicked it with me, made me feel good. Shit. I'm ready to do another one. Very. Maybe even this week. What's today? Say, oh, no, I got to shave. I got to do all kind of shit. I might do one. I'm gone.